Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
Good morning, ma'am.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Quint, by whom are you currently employed?
The Connecticut State Police.
And how long have you worked for the Connecticut State Police?
For about 6 months.
For about 6 months?
Yes,
ma'am. All right, what's your position with the Connecticut State Police?
I currently work as a criminal analyst for the State Police.
Okay, what is an analyst?
An analyst provides investigative support to detectives, troopers, patrol officers. We just assist with investigations, whatever means we can, whether that be law enforcement technology or commercial or law enforcement databases.
Are you a sworn police officer?
I am not.
Okay. So prior to working for the Connecticut State Police, what did you do?
I worked for the Hartford Police as a crime analyst. And I spent 6 years there.
Particularly where?
At the Hartford Police Department. Our unit was called C4.
What is C4?
C4 is the Capital City Command Center.
Okay. Hence the four C's?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long did you work at C4?
For 6 years. About 6 years.
Could you just explain what C4 is?
Yes. So C4 is a unit which is assigned to the Hartford Police Department. We fall underneath the Vice Intelligence Narcotics Division for the Hartford Police. The room, it's a big room at Jennings Road for the police department. In there, there's a bunch of TVs, a closed-circuit camera system, which belongs to the city of Hartford and the Hartford Police. And then there's a team of analysts and detectives that work in that office collaboratively together to help solve crime.
With respect to all the video screens, what is it showing?
A lot of them are city cameras, so they're on public poles throughout the city.
And is it a continuous or real time?
Yes, the feed is real time.
What areas do the video cameras cover?
They're placed all throughout the city in different places. It's mostly based off of infrastructure and where we could place cameras. And a lot of it is based off of data that we have for where violent crime occurs.
Are the cameras motion activated or continuous?
So the cameras are motion activated. When enough pixels are activated through the camera tells the recording server to record the video stream that it's getting.
And are they retained, the video?
Yes.
For how long are they retained for?
Up to 30 days.
Does C4 also do other things, by the way, besides video surveillance?
We do. So we help provide, like I said before, commercial databases, law enforcement databases, so checks into those databases. In addition to that, phone forensics, video enhancement forensics, and just kind of helping detective solve their crime, whatever it may be.
And with respect to being an analyst, could you briefly describe some of your training and experience that led you to be an analyst?
Yes. So my technical career started on the early side. I worked for Apple for a very short period of time through college, where I worked on phones. Following that, I did spend some time in the military, where I served as a military police officer. During my time in the military, I attended a crime and criminal intelligence analyst course down at Fort Leonard Wood, the United States Military Police School. Following that, I worked for the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense for the Army.
And in 2019, were you working at C4?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your position?
I was a crime analyst.
And I'm going to draw your attention specifically to May of 2019, at the end of May. Did C4 go through video surveillance throughout Hartford at the request of law enforcement in the investigation into the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos?
Yes.
Were you part of that assignment?
Yes.
And specifically, what was that assignment?
I was contacted by my supervisor, who had asked me to assist the New Canaan Police Department and the State Police with a missing persons case. Specifically, he wanted me to check for video between the hours of 7 and 8 o'clock on the 24th.
Is that 7 and 8 o'clock p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
So how does that work when you, well, strike that. Let me ask a foundation question first. How many video cameras are in Hartford that C4 is capable of looking through?
So there's over 1,000 different camera views throughout the city.
So how do you look through it for a particular item or vehicle for a particular time, say 7 to 8 o'clock?
So it can be done manually, where we can scrub through the video and actually look and find manually what we're looking for. There's another option. We have a software program called BriefCam. BriefCam is a video analytic. I don't know if I should continue to explain.
If you can.
Okay.
Thank you.
BriefCam is a video analytic, and the way that it works is it looks at all the different objects that move through the frame, identifies them by what they are, whether it's a pickup truck, a bus, a van, a car. And then it also separates it out by color. So now you could use this program to then go filter and find the different objects that appeared.
And with respect to BriefCam, are you trained in it?
Yes, not formally, but on the job training.
Okay. In fact, did C4 help develop BriefCam?
We worked with the company to help further develop their platform after they let us to start using the program.
Okay. And with respect to the... was BriefCam something that you used for this assignment?
Yes, on a daily basis. Yeah, yes.
Okay. And for this assignment as
well?
Yes. Okay. So what did you do?
So we were given that time frame between 7 and 8 o'clock p.m. to look for, specifically the assignment was to look for a black pickup truck, a black Ford Raptor, a white Jeep, and a black Chevy Suburban, and find something that fit those descriptions.
What day were you given that assignment?
I don't remember the exact day.
Okay. Let me ask this. Was it after May 24th?
Yes.
Okay. I'll move on. Now, with respect to the use of BriefCam, was that utilized in the course of this assignment?
Yes.
And as a result of using BriefCam, was a video footage developed during the time of 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. If I may just have a moment, Your Honor. Seats 36, Your Honor. I don't believe there's any objection.
I'm looking at it right now. Let me just have one more moment to make sure.
Running out of which one goes to here? This one?
Yeah. Okay. I don't have an objection to this.
Thank you. States 36 admitted as full.
Okay, Mr. Quinn, I'm going to ask you to take a look behind you, please. All right, states 36. What are we looking at?
So this is the video management system. It's called Milestone. This is where all of our cameras that we live stream into the PD. This is the system that they're stored in. It's where we can export video from and pull up different views and look at the video.
Is this what you would see at C4 in 2019?
Particularly for this case, yes. This would have been the streams that we would pull for that.
Okay. And with respect to, I don't know if you could see it or you need to go up to the screen if I can, Your Honor, ask him to approach the screen if need be. Each camera viewpoint, I guess these the grids, do they contain a separate camera?
Yes.
And with respect to the camera viewpoints that are contained on that screen, what area do they cover?
So each camera, so the top row of these cameras covers the area of Albany and Blue Hills, which is an intersection in Hartford. So there's a Pantel zoom camera, and then there's three additional fixed cameras or four additional fixed cameras that show the intersection around that area. The area of Albany and Garden, which is, these are all just the fixed cameras, and then the area of Albany and Center.
Now, you mentioned fixed cameras versus something else. What's the something else?
The something else is a PTZ, or pan tilt zoom. That's how it's labeled up there. So it's a camera that we could move around at the PD, but it's also a camera that is of a higher resolution than the other ones.
With respect to, for instance, you said, I believe the first one, Albany and Blue Hills, would that be that first row?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which one is the, just going to say the movable camera, if that's okay?
It's the top left.
Okay. And the other three would be our in fixed points?
Yes, ma'am.
With respect to the movable camera, was it moved during this time period? Or how are you able to move it around?
So when in a live incident, we're able to actually use the computer program, click into the live view, and then dictate where we would like the camera to be pointed at.
When would you utilize that in a live instance?
So being part of a real-time crime center, we support a lot of shooting investigations that happen in the city. So when there's a shooting that cops may be responding to, we're pulling up these live feeds, moving the cameras to points where cars may be fleeing, where we're able to get a license plate and then develop that further.
Just would you also utilize it if like the marathon or an event or anything like that?
Together? Yes, okay. Marathon, the Jazz Fest, all sorts of different events in Hartford.
Is that the that's the real time portion of it, the real time crime center for the C4?
Yes.
I just want to clarify, make sure we're on the same page. Now, with respect to Albany and Garden, did that have a movable camera?
It did.
Okay. And is the movable camera displayed here?
It is not.
Okay. And I believe you said Albany and Center or?
Yes.
Is that the other one? Is that a movable camera?
The one that's up here is not.
Okay. Now, I'm going to draw your attention to, this is Albany and Blue Hills. I see the PTZ. Is that what you were talking about, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is down here? And if you can see for the record, my cursor is highlighting the bottom middle portion of the screen. But what is that?
So that's the timeline. So it shows you the date, the time of the video that's where it is when you're playing it. The red is motion, and then as the video progresses, the bar will start to slide.
Okay. And by the way, are you able to, go back and forth between the viewing of one screen versus back to that main view and go in between?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So start playing. Sir, what's the time that this starts at?
7:29. I don't know what the seconds were because you already started playing it.
Okay. Now, I'm actually going to fast forward a little bit. And, well, while this is playing, sir, what intersection is this?
Albany and Blue Hills.
Now, which road is Albany? If you wouldn't mind standing up and just pointing, if that's okay.
This is Albany here. It runs from east to west.
And there's a road over here on the right. What is this?
That's Adams Street.
Okay. And over here on the left?
I do not know what the name of the street is.
Okay. And over here on this green and yellow awning side, do you know what that is?
Scott's Bakery.
Okay. And is this where the camera is? Is that an intersection?
Yes, it's pointed just past the intersection. The intersection would actually be below the view.
Okay. And if you were traveling, say, up towards the middle of the camera, that way if you see the cursor going upwards, is that towards Harford or away from Harford?
That's away from Harford.
Okay, so Harford would be coming towards the bottom portion of the screen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you utilize brief cam on this camera?
Yes.
And again, what information did you put into brief cam?
So we were given a time frame between 7 and 8 o'clock, specifically to look for a black truck or a black Ford Raptor, a white Jeep.
Was it, well, with respect to the black Ford truck, were you giving the information of a black Ford truck or a black Ford Raptor?
We were given specifically a black Ford Raptor.
Okay. And is this the video that brief cam gave you?
Yes.
Sir, if you were to go back to that main screen, would it continue the same time frame?
Yes.
Okay. If you can, you can have a seat, sir. Or I might just, I'll probably be asking you to get up again.
Oh, okay.
So if I go back to the main screen, the camera view right next to it, is that time now, I paused it at 7:32:05. Is that time picking up at 7:32:05?
Yes, ma'am. It's a continuation.
It's a continuation? Okay. And with respect to this camera, if I can, where is this camera located?
So this is the southeast corner, right behind the telephone pole would be at McDonald's.
Okay. And what road is this vehicle turning down?
This is Milford Street.
And is this one of those cameras that can be moved?
No.
Okay. Oops, sorry. Now, does Albany Avenue have cameras, or I'm sorry, not Albany Avenue, does C4 have cameras down that street, that Milford Street that was in that direction?
We do not.
Okay, are the only cameras that relate to this along Albany Avenue?
For this incident, yes.
Okay. And is there another camera that picks up that truck?
Yes.
Okay. Now you mentioned the McDonald's. Is that?
That is, yep.
Okay. So we're still at the same intersection, sir. Where is the Milford Street that the truck went down?
So it would be on the side of the view.
Okay.
And continue down that south.
So is there a way in this road right up here?
That's a plaza entrance.
Oh. And last you indicated there was a fourth camera. Here I'm actually just going to scroll back. Which camera angle is this, sir?
So this is another one of those fixed cameras, and this is just northbound. This road here would be Milford Street, and this would be Woodville.
Attorney Manning, it is now about 11:16. We should probably take our morning recess.
Okay. Yes, so, Your Honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will take our morning recess and resume at 11:30. Thank you. Please do not discuss the case.
These are shared materials.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I didn't realize the time was.
All rise. The Honorable Superior Court now stands in recess. Please enter the courtroom.
Please be seated.
We are waiting for Attorney McGinnis.
I'm assuming the. This is like stuck. Can you see it?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, I see what the problem is.
Let me stick this one on. Make it easier. Oh, it keeps popping out, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem. It keeps popping out. But let's see if I hold the back of it for you.
This is why we're useless. Did you get it?
I think so. There.
Got it.
Sorry, I was helping with your jump.
We can bring the jury back in.
Does Your Honor want Mr. Quint back on the stand?
Yes. Okay, would counsel stipulate, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Quint, you may be seated.
Thank you, sir.
Let me actually go back a moment, sir, and go to this first Albany and Blue Hills camera, if I can. Your Honor, the state is also going to open, I believe, what was States 34. Sir, do you see the two items, maybe a little squished together, but do you see them on the screen behind you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with respect to the video, Albany and Blue Hills, if you can, could you please show the intersection if it appears?
Yes.
Okay. And the Blue Hills Street, sir?
This is Blue Hills here. This is Albany.
Okay. And Milford?
And this is Milford Street.
Okay. And there's the McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You could have a seat. Now, did the brief cam pick up that car on another camera?
Yes.
Which camera, sir?
It picked it up at both Albany and Garden and the intersection of Albany and Garden.
Okay. Let's see if I can. What camera angle is that, sir?
So this is the intersection of Albany and Garden, and this camera is faced westbound and also kind of covers the south part of Garden Street.
If you wouldn't mind.
Yes.
sir, which street is Albany Avenue?
This is Albany Avenue.
And same questions as before. If you're driving upward away from the camera, is that towards Hartford or away?
Going westbound would be away from Hartford. So that would be going towards West Hartford.
So going towards Hartford would be bottom of the camera?
Correct.
Okay, is this on the same side as the last one, basically?
Yes, it's on the south side.
Okay. And this road that intersects with Albany over on the left?
Garden Street.
That's Garden Street. And this establishment, do you know what it is?
It's had a bunch of names over the past couple of years, so I don't know what it was called then.
Okay. And I'm actually going to increase the time to 7:38. So for the record, 7:38:08. No, sir, I'm going to ask you the same question with respect to the map. This is Albany and Garden.
Yes.
Is that depicted on the map on States 34?
It is. Albany and Garden is the intersection here.
Which side of the street is the camera angle, sir?
So the camera is on the southeast corner.
Okay. And Garden Street, if you could just point it out.
Yep. Garden Street is here. This is all we have.
Okay. Thank you. Now, is this a movable or a fixed camera view?
This is a fixed camera.
Okay. And what camera angle is this, sir?
So this is another fixed camera view, but this is faced east.
And the road on the right?
This, you're talking about this one?
Yes, please.
This would be Garden Street. This is Albany Avenue.
Okay. And same questions. The Albany Avenue, if you keep driving straight, does that go to Hartford or away from Hartford?
It's still going further into Hartford.
Okay. Now, is this a view that brief cam picked up?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Actually, we'll go back a little. This camera view, sir.
So this is another fixed camera at Albany and Garden, and it covers the eastbound direction and northbound direction. This is Albany Ave. This is Garden Street.
Okay. And this isn't one of those movable ones?
Correct.
Okay. And with respect to the garbage can, is that the same garbage can that we saw on the screen before?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have a quick question, sir. Do you see that black truck that's on that screen?
Yes.
Okay. If you can, just following that up. What's the difference between the two? Did Brief Cam pick up that other black truck?
It did as a black.
Okay, but not as a Ford Raptor?
So Brief Cam doesn't specify make and model vehicle, just specifies black or pickup. There's a few things that are unique about the Ford Raptor compared to the other truck.
And what was that?
The tonneau cover in the back, the covering on the bed of the truck. The Ford Raptor has hood scoops on the front, so little indentations on the front of the hood.
Okay, and so when you're going through this video, were you looking at all the trucks that were black and pickup trucks?
Yes, that's where we started.
Okay, and then were you able to narrow it further?
Yes.
How were you able to do that?
Once we started to see the same truck stopping and putting garbage bags and random garbage cans.
Okay. Sir, what angle is this?
So this is a fixed camera at the intersection of Albany and Center, and this camera is faced westbound.
I'm going to stop here at 739-47. Do we see that same truck, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the truck from that I pointed out before?
I believe
so,
the
yes. Same? Okay. Stop it there. So I'm going to go back to picture one with the map. If you can, is the area of that intersection depicted on this screen?
Yeah. It's going to be over here. It's about the camera's about here.
Okay.
It's in between Green and Center.
So Green Street is right here?
Yes.
Where is Center?
This is Center Street here.
Okay.
North, south.
And this restaurant, Island Fishhead Restaurant. Do you know if that was Island Fishhead Restaurant in 2019?
In
I'm sorry?
No.
It wasn't, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Stop at 741-12. And sir, what street is this?
Green Street.
Okay. And again, if you were driving, let me zoom back in. If you were driving Albany Avenue going to the left corner, upper left corner, which direction are you traveling now?
So if you're traveling this direction, it would be traveling west.
Okay, is that towards Hartford or away?
It would be towards West Hartford.
West Hartford?
Yes.
Okay, so if you were traveling towards the bottom right, would that be into the city of Hartford?
Yes.
Sir, what intersection are we at again?
So this is Albany and Blue Hills.
Is this the same camera that we started with?
Yes.
Okay. And oh. I apologize. Back at the map, sir, if you could just point out where we are now.
So we're back at the same intersection. This is Milford Street, Albany Avenue, Blue Hills Avenue, and the camera is located in this southeast corner.
Okay. Is the camera angled towards Hartford or away from Hartford?
It's faced west.
So away from Hartford?
Away from Hartford.
Thank you. I'm going to fast forward a little bit to... Oh, 747-21. And again, sir, the street that's up here on the right, where the cursor is, do you see that?
That's Adams Street.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. If you can have a seat. Your Honor, the state's intention at this time is to ask about the witness and inquire about some further video that was obtained. I believe there's an objection to it at this time.
Well, that's fairly general, so the court does not know what the video evidence is or what the objection is.
Can we have a sidebar, please?
I may just have one moment, Your Honor. The state's intention now to play States 37 and inquire for the witness, Your Honor. Sir, if I may, Mr. Quint, prior to playing anything, were you asked to get or was further video from C4 regarding the intersection of Albany Avenue and Garden Street obtained?
Yes.
Okay. And what time period?
We were asked to save from the 24th to the 30th.
Okay. Was brief cam used at all during that time period?
I don't recall.
Okay. Was that video given to anybody?
Yes.
Who was it given to?
The state police.
Okay. Your Honor, at this time, the state would offer 512. I can play it for the witness, but I don't know if counsel wishes to make an objection at this time.
And if I may just inquire whether this is the a proper witness for that, if I may.
Your Honor, this Mr. Quint works at C4. I plan on opening up the video and inquiring the same questions as before, which is what camera this is. And
my question is, did this witness then obtain the one, or did he use the word we, which usually suggests it wasn't, unless it's the royal we? It may not have been him. So I just want to clarify that.
From the court's discussions, this witness can only testify as to the date, time, and location of the camera. That's what the court understands.
Yes, Your Honor, that is all I'm going to inquire from this witness, is which camera this is, the date, the time it shows, and then the state's intention is to offer the video and then rest with Mr. Quint.
I just want to, it's from a different day. I just want to clarify, we're talking about a different day?
We are talking about a different day.
Then I would just say that it's not relevant to Ms. Traconis, but that's my objection.
Okay, thank you. Overruled.
Thank you. So I'm going to have you take a look behind you if you can. No, sir, we only see three, pictures on the screen. What location are these camera angles, please?
So the first one on the top left, that's Albany Garden, University Southeast. The second one on the top right is Albany Garden, and the camera's faced west. And then the last one is Albany Garden, and the camera's again faced east.
And if you wouldn't mind, Albany and Garden West, what is the date and time of this video?
It's May 26th, 2019 at 6:48 a.m.
Thank you. Sir, you can have a seat if you can. Thank you. And this camera angle?
This is faced east.
Of that same intersection?
Yes, Albany and Burton.
And the date and time?
This is May 26, 2019 at 6:49 a.m.
We'll stop at 652.17. Nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you. Cross-examination, Attorney Schoenhorn.
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Quinn, you may step down. Thank you.
Your Honor, the state has Mr. Atmore, or I should say Trooper Atmore.
I do.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Brett Atmore, B-R-E-T-T-A-T-T-M-O-R-E.
And your affiliation?
I'm with the Connecticut State Police.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
It's good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What is your current assignment with the Connecticut State Police?
I'm the resident trooper in Barkhamsted.
Okay. How long have you been the resident trooper at Barkhamsted?
2.5 years.
Prior to that, what did you do?
On and off, I've been a patrol trooper. I spent about 5 years in major crime.
When you say major crime, was there a particular division or department you were assigned to?
I was assigned out of the Troop H office, and prior to that, out of the Westbrook Troop F office.
Troop H, what does that cover?
That's all of the, there's 13 different towns, highways, state buildings, prisons.
In what areas?
Hartford, greater Hartford area.
So were you a part of the Central District Major Crimes?
I was.
Okay, for what years were you assigned to the Central District Major Crimes?
2016 to 2020.
And with respect to, what types of investigations does Central District Major Crime investigate?
Mostly larger scale crimes, felonies, robberies, homicides, the more major crimes.
And who was your sergeant in 2019?
It would be Matt Gonzalez.
Now, I want to draw your attention specifically to 2019 around the time of May 30th, okay?
Yeah.
Now, were you called to assist in the investigation to the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos?
Yes.
What was your assignment on that day?
My supervisor had me go to C4, which is part of Hartford PD. They have surveillance cameras accessed all around the city, and I was specifically tasked with looking for a pickup truck, a black Ford F-150 Raptor, traveling in the city on the 24th of May.
Was there a specific time frame you were asked to look for?
It was roughly 7:30 p.m.
Now, did you go to C4?
I did.
What day did you go to C4?
May 30th.
Now, did you review anything or watch any video cameras at C4?
I did.
By the way, as part of Central District Major Crimes, did you work with C4 on multiple occasions?
We did, yes.
Okay, so you were aware of its capabilities?
I was.
So with respect to, I believe it states 36. Sir, briefly, I'm going to have you take a look behind you. Do you recognize what's depicted there?
I do.
Okay, what is that?
Cameras along Albany Ave, I believe, in Hartford.
Okay. Now, when you arrived at C4 that day, did you observe, if I can, this video footage, 7:39:05.
Yes.
Where were you when you watched this?
I was at C4 in okay. Hartford.
Well, did you have any other officers with you?
No, other than maybe the random Hartford police officer in the building, no one from our agency.
Now, after watching this video clip, did you take any action?
I did.
What did you do?
I notified my supervisor, Matt Gonzalez, about what I'd seen, specifically the trash getting dropped off in multiple City of Hartford garbage cans, in order to get an evidence collection team to go and access those or seize the contents.
When you notified your sergeant, when did you do that?
Right after I saw it.
Were you still physically at C4 when you
yeah.
called him? Why did you do that right away?
Just in the event that the trash got picked up, got meddled with, I don't know. I wanted to have someone out there as soon as possible.
And what day was this? What was the date?
The 30th.
The 30th of May?
Yeah.
With respect to the screen behind you, sir, if you can kind of draw your attention, if you could watch 7:39:26. I'm going to stop it at 7:39:38. With respect to this garbage can, did you notify your sergeant with respect to that?
I did.
Okay. As well as this one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you look at other cameras as well?
I did.
Which ones?
There was one captured Albany and Milford Street. One that was Albany and Garden.
Okay. Well,
another one at Albany and Green.
Okay.
And I think the last one was Albany and Adams.
Okay. Do you see what's depicted here?
I do.
Okay, this is Albany and Blue Hills, I guess, if you can. So I'm gonna draw your attention to 7:47:22. Now, sir, is this the a video recording that you watched on May 30th, 2019?
Yeah.
Sir, did you take any action with respect to anything really after watching this video?
Again, I notified my supervisor about the location of this particular instance. It looked like a sewer, and something was placed in it.
Let me ask you that, actually, if I can go back just briefly. Did you notify your supervisor with respect to the garbage can?
Yes.
Okay. And again, were you on still at C4 when you made that call?
I was.
Now, you also mentioned the sewer grate. Where is that located on the screen?
Kind of right up by the passenger door of the truck.
If you wouldn't mind, sir, if you could go up and point.
Right here.
And for the record, pointing to the middle right side. Thank you, sir. And you also mentioned, I believe, Albany and Green, was that correct?
Yes.
And ma'am, I'm going to go to Albany and Center camera. /7:41, please. Did you observe this while you were on C4 property?
I did.
And did you inform anybody after what you saw on this?
Yeah, again, I notified my supervisor.
Did you actually go to Albany Avenue, sir?
No.
Now, do you recall what time of day this was that you watched these videos?
I believe it was around 3 p.m.
Okay. And after watching these videos and informing your sergeant, did you review other video from C4?
I did.
And what video did you review?
There was more video of the corner of Albany and Garden. And it was played up until I think the 26th of May.
Why did you look for Albany and Garden video?
That was a garbage can that we saw trash placed in, and we were just interested to see if it had been picked up already by the garbage service in the city.
Just to be clear, the video you watched of the trash being placed in, was the trash was placed in on what day?
The 24th.
Okay, and you watched it on which date?
The 30th.
Okay. Did you watch, when you watched the video from the 24th, how far did you get or how long did you watch the video for to determine if the trash had been picked up from that garbage can?
It was determined that particular garbage can was picked up on the 28th.
Okay. How do you know that?
We could see the garbage truck picking up the garbage can. So.
So did you watch the video for that time?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And do you know what time the trash can came and picked up that video?
I'd have to reference my report for the exact time on the 28th.
Do you have any idea, or would you refresh your recollection, take a look at your report?
It would refresh my recollection.
Okay.
If I could look at that.
If I may have a moment, Your Honor.
There's more to come at the Michelle Trokinas trial in the Jennifer Farber-Dulos case. the mystery deepens, and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now, and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.